Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across this, our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 7th day of November 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 40 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the climate base and a low of 21 and showers. And it's getting cold. It's got to be start turning from water to rain. I mean, from rain to snow, I'm sorry. At any rate, we'll be right back and we'll go look at the propaganda of the day.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, let's see what propaganda we have today. I didn't have it ready for you. Well, it'll come right up. It really will. Maybe. Alrighty. There's so many fucking bullshit fucking stories. I mean, this is the mainstream, your new mainstream media, and you're being sucked into it. I mean, you're getting desensitized to the first time you hear somebody, shocks you. I mean, they're murdering babies or they're cutting up little children while they're like, I'm shocked. And then they say it a few more times and you know, it's confirmed, or you confirm a lie like, COVID. I mean, you prove it's wrong and they'll let it ride for a bit. I mean, it's fucking lies. I mean, it's just, Let me see what we got going here. Yeah, we know that. Oh, really? Why not? Good place to start. U.S. is barreling toward another war in the Middle East. U.S. is barreling toward another war in the Middle East. It's like somebody's trying to warn you. I got the Jonathan Hoffman. This is responsible statecraft. The United States is barreling toward another war in the Middle East. The conflict between Israel and Hamas, which is bull fucking shit. You know, this is just what I'm talking about. We all know who created Hamas. They got rid of the Palestinian Authority and fucking created Hamas. Israel did. Yeah, I seen a couple of articles saying, oh, it was created by Iran. That's a fucking lie. We know it's a fucking lie. Quit telling us fucking lies. Or at least people don't fucking skip over the lies. When you see that, fucking call it out for what it is. It was the Palestinian Authority, remember? And then they replaced that with Hamas, which was created by fucking Israel, which is a goddamn arm of Israel, which is the one that did the fucking false flag that we're dealing with right now. I mean, we know it. You've had their own fucking goddamn IDF come up here, or whatever in the fuck it is, Israeli Defense Forces, I guess so. And they've said that a goddamn cockroach couldn't cross that goddamn border without being detected. This was done. This was a false fucking flag, and they're trying to fucking get some more fucking American blood, American fucking money, because you know what? They hate us as much as they hate those fucking Palestinians. They want to see us fucking genocided off this goddamn earth the same as they do them fucking Palestinians. You better fucking realize that you're a fucking Palestinian. They're just easing it, bringing it closer and closer. If we don't blow these fuckers out of this goddamn country, your fucking kids will be on their goddamn knees to these fucking kite cocksuckers. Rapidly escalating across the region and risks dragging the United States directly into the fray. Dragging us in. No, the fucking majority of the people in this country, I guarantee fucking you, do not want nothing to do with this shit. They figured out what the goddamn kikes are with these goddamn Zionist pig shit eating fucking pedophiling fucking Israeli fucking Zionist bastards are. What these fucking Jews are. We know what they fucking are. We want nothing to do with them. We want you to stop giving them our goddamn fucking resources that do not belong to you. You have not taken them from us through the due process of the fucking law. It is fraud. When you take from us and you give to another fucking goddamn nationality, that is fraud, because you'd have to take each one of us into a fucking court as an individual in your individual capacity, and you'd have to relieve that person of their fucking property before you could do any fucking thing with it. And that would take a fucking jury from a jury verdict from a common law fucking court, motherfucker, because we have that right. We are American nationals. We are the sovereign nationals of this fucking country. The goddamn jurisdictional authority belongs to we, the fucking people, as individual free sovereign nationals. The recent barrage of ballistic missiles and drones launched by Yemen's Houthi movement at Israel, coupled with statement by the group that such attacks will continue and that continued attacks on U.S. Positions. U.S. positions in the region. What the fuck? You were invited into Syria. You invaded Syria without fucking cause. You went in and you fucking took their fucking oil fields for your Jew fucking masters. And you did it in our name. Hey, people, they're doing this in our name. When a little Israeli kid is getting the shit blowing out of him, he's fucking burning phosphorus through his fucking body. It's on us, buddy. It's on us. We can't walk away from this fucking thing. We have the means to stop it, and we're not fucking doing it. We have the means to destroy these motherfucking crazy, sick in the head, son of a bitches that like killing. I mean, they're trying, now they think that for fucking all these years, they can talk about their hollow hoax. And fucking, oh, gee, the reparations the German people had to fucking pay and all that fucking shit for a fucking lie. And now, but now it's all right because it ain't fucking Jews you're talking about. It's fucking Palestinians. It's all right to kill little babies. It's all right to kill little babies in the United States because these motherfuckers, fucking Jews are the head of the pharmaceutical fucking industry. They're the ones that cooked up that whole fucking plan. They think that we're their property. We got to show these motherfuckers we belong to nobody but ourselves. And we do have the right, not only the right, but the goddamn duty to enforce the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 and fucking verbatim. We are fucking derelict in our duties. We're fucking looking like pussies. The region shows this conflict is expanding fast. The United States now finds itself on a new war footing with Iran. Why? What the fuck did Iran do to us? Oh, our most important ally. Why is that our most important ally? No, you don't have to come up here and tell me, well, there's only democracy. Fuck democracy. Democracy's fucking goddamn another fucking synonym for fucking communism. Everybody fucking knows it. It's been admitted by the fucking communists. They've bragged about it. Progressivism is democratic, or democracy is fucking goddamn communism. So you get the communists and the fascists fucking turning this world into shit. And then you got the goddamn capitalists fucking filling their fucking pockets on the misery of the fucking peoples of this goddamn world. It's time to wipe all these motherfuckers out with Iran and its regional partners, whom many in Congress have cast as part of a new axis of evil. That includes Russia and China. Why? Because who fucking says this and that makes it so? Huh? You think you fucking say something that makes it so? We know fucking better. How do we know you're lying? Your fucking lips are moving, you lying pricks. You've never told the fucking truth. How anybody could have been duped into the fucking COVID-19 bullshit is fucking beyond me. I mean, it was common knowledge that fucking there was nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. We could play the lies for you over and over and over, and we did with Donnie Trump. We're going to throw every fucking one of them out here. My first fucking move when I get to be president will be to get rid of fucking DACA. I will sign an executive order. I will do it. I will do it. You lying motherfucker. Is he the lesser of the pedophiles that you goofy fuckers are going to go out there and play the fucking vote game in a foreign election? Because it is foreign. It is not a United States election. This is a goddamn corporate motherfucking election ran by the fucking international corporate mafia and headed by the fucking Jewish fucking goddamn elite. By the 1% at the top. You know the Rothschilds. You know the king of fucking England, King Chuck. That is his judicial system that you're getting all this fucking justice from, you dumb fucks. And you keep seeing them going, oh, they're going to sue, they're going to sue, they're going to sue. They're going to fucking shit, okay? The fucking cat's out of the fucking bag. They don't give a shit if you know that. They know you, everybody knows the cat's out of the fucking bag. So why would they give a ruling against the cat being out of the bag that would cost them one fucking penny? No, they'll shove it down your face. They'll shove your face down in that dog piss on that goddamn newspaper and rub it in it. Because that's what you fucking deserve, because you're too fucking weak to stand up like fucking men and fight these dirty fucking rotten pedophilic bastards. Congress have cast as part of the new axis of evil that includes Russia and China. Oh, you Congress has. Who in the fuck is Congress? They're not a fucking elected or selected. It's any goddamn election in this country after fucking 1875 is a fucking fraud. In fact, after Lincoln declared martial law and fucking enacted it in violation of the ninth article of the absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, everything else is a fucking fraud. Congress is a fraud. Do those fuckers represent you? They just gave themselves a big $134,000 pay raise. Are they representing you? Or are they representing the invasion into your country? Are they representing the taking of your fucking jobs? And when you shouldn't even be having jobs, everybody should be an entrepreneur. We should all be rich. We had the richest piece of fucking real estate in the fucking world. And we still have it because it hasn't been legitimately taken from us through a due process of law as required by that fucking Bill of Rights. It belongs to us. Will you want to stand for what belongs to you? When you were a little kid, did you let other little kids smaller than you take your fucking toys from you and push you down? Were you a pussy all your fucking life? Congress has cast as part of a new axis of evil that includes Congress. Fuck, there is no Congress. There is no goddamn Constitution. There never fucking was. All that there's ever been is the fucking Bill of Rights. All there's ever been is the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And that's all there ever is going to be. We fucking don't enforce it, or you fucking get down on your guard. Just crawl on your fucking knees to the nearest kike son of a bitch, have him pull his fucking pants down and suck his fucking ass, because that's what you're doing. The people have figured these fucking kikes out. People are sick of this fucking shit. We're sick of living like fucking animals in the richest country on planet fucking Earth, while our fucking wealth is being handed over to the fucking kikes and to the fucking goddamn international corporate mafia elite. The 1% take 99% of the fucking goddamn productivity of this fucking world. 99%. That leaves 1% for the 99% of the other people of fucking that make up the fucking 8 billion fucking people on this planet. Do you see that fucking, you want to do some fucking fuzzy math? Let me see you make that fucking look right. The Biden administration is preparing for such a scenario, yet adequate measures are not being taken by Washington to prevent such disaster from transpiring. Of course not, because this is the fucking plan. If they do something, don't think that they fucking anybody has a conscience. Everything they do is cold and fucking calculated. There are no mistakes. There are no fools. Oops, he's just a dumb fumbler. That's why he did that. No! Everything they do is cold and calculated and comes right out of the fucking think tanks that they hire to do their thinking for them. And that's where we got them, because their think tanks are fucking losing. And as an individual can take out a whole fucking think tank if you think about it. Think. Fear among the American public that the United States will be dragged into another Middle East war is rising fast, according to a recent Quinnipiac poll. For 84% of respondents were either very or somewhat concerned that the U.S. could be drawn into the conflict. Where are you really? And should I believe any? How about 100 fucking percent? Are they? I mean, shit, man. Come on. Don't put no fucking numbers. These you propaganda son of a bitches, you ministry of lies. Don't put no fucking numbers in there, all right? Because we're not going to believe your fucking numbers. I say 100%. I say that 90%, because you ain't got goddamn, if you've got 12 or 14% of the population that's actually going along with this fucking shit, I'll eat my hat. And I know fucking better. You got a handful of fucking weirdos that are the fucking communist fucking side, and you got a handful of fucking psychos that are the fucking goddamn fascist fucking side, and all of them are fucking capitalists. Remember growing up, I'm going to love telling it. All my fucking life I heard it. They're just capitalism against communism. Capitalism against communism. Vote. Capitalism against communism. Well, I got some news for you. Those fucking communists have proved themselves to be fucking capitalist elites, haven't they? They're over here buying up your fucking land that feeds your people, you stupid fucks. And you can't even fucking see it. You won't make a move to stop it, coward. Israel against making the same mistake the United States made following September 11, 2001. But it would appear Washington has yet to learn from our own errors of the past two decades. They know exactly what they're... Don't play these fucking games with me, you propagandist piece of shit. And I don't care whose fucking site this is. You're an incorporated piece of shit. You got a deal to get in on the new and be a part of the fucking new fucking mainstream fucking media. They've taken over the fucking net, and you're gonna have a fat fucking wallet, but you don't have no fucking conscience, so it don't fucking matter. You will fucking twist shit. You will fucking try to make this appear like this is acceptable news. One fucking thing they did, we should have wiped them out. When we found out that they were fucking had the goddamn pedophile rings, we should have wiped them out. What the fuck were we waiting on? But no, we've become fucking goddamn acclimated to it. It's, oh, yeah, we have, well, yeah, but they're pedophiles. I mean, there's more slaves on this planet than there ever has been in the whole history of this fucking world, this planet. Child trafficking, oh, hell yes. That's what CPS is for. Had it on a fucking article the other day, admitting it. And once you admit it, once you say it, man, goddamn, you're shocked, you're outraged. And then you hear it three or four more times, and
fuck, I ain't going to do nothing. I don't want to risk my fucking ass. I don't want to fucking get, I could get hurt. I'd rather live in goddamn abject misery than stand up to these fucking goddamn kike motherfuckers. Washington has yet to learn from our own errors, my fucking asshole. Don't treat me like a fucking fool, please. Pieces of shit. If the administration does not want to enter another war in the Middle East, it needs to prevent the conflict from pulling in additional actors from across the region. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Where are the United States? We didn't act, the people never gave a fucking authority for you to join any international fucking clubs, buddy. None of you fuckers. You corporate motherfuckers, your asses will not be kicked out of this country. You will be fucking arrested. You will be relieved of all the stolen wealth you have taken from us. And then you will be hung by your fucking neck until you are fucking dead after you get your trial in that common law fucking court you fear so much that's the first thing you had to remove. But you can't remove it. You can't take it away. It's ninth article that says you do not have the authority. When we finally do get off our dead asses and quit being a bunch of fucking pussies, we will get together. We will have the common law courts, and you will fucking swing. The way the war is being fought at present seems to make the outcome more likely not less. Following Hamas is not Hamas. Who created Hamas? Fucking Israel. You don't believe it? Look it fucking up. The Palestinian Authority under Arafat was replaced by Hamas, created by the fucking goddamn Jews. And now they're trying to claim that goddamn Iran. I mean, a fucking Jew thinks they can come up and fucking change fucking their statement in the middle of a fucking sentence. And, oh, this dumbass fucking Americans, these goddamn goyim, these fucking soulless, these animals, these fucking inhuman fucking nobodies. Well, fucking just, vote. Is that them vote? Yeah. Fuck you. Terror attack on Israel on October 7th, the United States. No, it wasn't no terror attack on Israel. It was fucking a false flag created by fucking Hamas and fucking, what the hell is, I'm trying to think what the Israeli, get fucking pissed and it's hard to think. Mossad and Hamas. That's what provided your fucking false flag terror attack, you lying son of a bitches. And it was designed so that you could go in and commit genocide against the Palestinian people, murder every man, woman, and child. And you cocksuckers actually have the nerve after fucking, like I for 20 years, how many, wasn't it 20, about 20 years, people? We've seen our rights being fucking scammed away from us under the guise of, it's for the children. Now it's death for the fucking children. It's all right to kill little babies, don't you know? If fucking Hamas and fucking Mossad fucking run a false flag and fucking cross into fucking Israel and shoot up a few people as planned by both the motherfuckers as a false flag, then it becomes all right to kill Palestinian babies. Hell, it's all right to kill American babies. It's all right to kill anybody they fucking want to because, hey, they're the chosen people. You're chosen, all right, you son of bitches. You better believe you've been chosen. And you're not going to like what you've been chosen for when you find out what it is. The United States significantly increased its military presence in the Middle East in hopes of deterring border regional conflict. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You're moving shit around like pieces on a chessboard. And the fucking people are just pawns in your fucking game. We're not playing your fucking goddamn medieval fucking games with you, you cocksuckers, as you fucking fight for your fucking thrones. You're not going to have thrones. You're going to have a goddamn rope around your fucking necks, what you're going to have. No more monarchies. Tear the monarchies to the fucking ground. No more corporations. Tear the corporations to the ground. Take every fucking thing they've stolen and give it back to the fucking people they stole it from. The United States deployed two aircraft carrier strike groups with roughly 7,500 personnel on each, two guided missile destroyers and nine air squadrons to the Eastern Mediterranean Sea, Red Sea region. Washington also deployed an additional 4,000 troops to the region with another 2,000 on standby, adding to the roughly 30,000 troops already in the region. This buildup comes as the conflict is escalating. This buildup, you know what this buildup is? It's ching, fucking ching. You know what this cost to fucking bring two carrier groups over there? You know how much money the defense contractors, when the offense, we're going to call them defense contractors, because they're not defense contractors. They're the lowest fucking form of life on this fucking planet. They're offense goddamn contractors. They're murderers. They trade fucking human blood for money. And you people working for them in the fucking defense plants in this country, you making good bucks? You got a nice fucking car? You got a vacation? Because you built that fucking goddamn jet that just fucking dropped that fucking fucking phosphorus bomb you built that just fucking killed another fucking bunch of Palestinian children, burned them, saw phosphorus burning through their bodies. You ought to get a taste of it. You ought to get phosphorus burning through your fucking body and see how you fucking like it. And think about a little kid getting it, just like the teenager standing up that fence, fucking just shot him in the leg and fucking laugh about it. You're an animal to them too, you stupid fucks, you, especially you goddamn Judeo-Christians. You stupid fuckers are finding out that, hey, you know what? They can kill you. You got to kill yourself because you're a Judeo-Christian, and a Christian is an idol worshiper. According to the goddamn Jews on the streets of fucking Jerusalem. And so you might as well just get that goddamn gun out and kill your fucking self so you can do right by your fucking leaders, the Jews. Over 15,000 Israelis and more than 1,500 Israelis and 9,770 Palestinians have died as a result of the war. It ain't no goddamn war. This is a planned extermination. This is goddamn genocide. And to call it anything else is chicken shit and lying. It is a fucking lie. I mean, you think about it. We were supposedly went to World War II. Of course, it was just to preserve international communism. But what they tried to sell the people on was that they were over there, you know, they were committing atrocities. And then, you know, when the Holocaust hoax was fucking announced, the Holocaust hoax, that was after the war when they were coming to the camps. You know, they showed the fucking goddamn Jews in those fucking, in their footage. Maybe they were Jews. Maybe they were Germans because the Germans looked just like them. Why did they look just like them? Because all fucking goddamn food coming into that country, every bit of goddamn fucking resource to come into that country was blockaded. And the Germans starved And they look just like the fucking things they put on TV and say, no, 6 million Jews, when there wasn't even 600,000 of the motherfuckers in all of goddamn Europe, according to National Geographic. The situation inside Gaza is dire, with over 1 million displaced and thousands in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. In the West Bank, violence has also been escalating, with an estimated 152 Palestinians killed by Israeli settlers. These are just people going out. They're not even in the fucking military. It's just like me going deer hunting. Let's go Palestinian hunting, man. What do you say? Look, maybe we could drop the little ones are tender. Settlers and soldiers since the war began, resulting in the United States calling on Israel to protect Palestinians from Israeli extremist settler violence. Did you hear what I just fucking read? I'm not bullshitting. I'm not playing games here. They get a fucking goddamn kick out of killing children. This is a fucking extermination of a race. And we're paying for it. We're accomplices whether we want to be or not. We built the fucking bombs. We gave them motherfuckers everything they have. An Israeli ain't never fucking worked for nothing in their whole fucking sorry fucking lives, and they know it. Steal. That's what they do. They're fucking thieves. Steal, lie, fucking blackmail. You know, any fucking low-life fucking thing you can think of, that's what a fucking Jew is. Outside the war itself, violence is increasing throughout the region. U.S. forces in the...
Hey, Henry.
Oh, shit, you scared the hell out of me, buddy.
I'm sorry. This is the Great Israel Program.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody knows. They know this shit's going on. We just don't stop the shit. That's what I don't understand.
You're exactly right. I mean, you see these huge protests. Why are you fucking protesting? What has protesting ever gained you? I mean, this whole fucking idea of it. I mean, I can't remember. Maybe it was New York or whatever, but the streets, it was packed. There must have been 10,000 people there. What if you had a fucking gun and just went down to the goddamn state house with 10,000 of you with a fucking gun? They couldn't send nobody quick enough to stop you from dragging those fucking traitors out, convicting them in a fucking court that you fucking put together right there on the spot with 10,000 fucking people in a common law court, and hanging their asses outside the state building. They couldn't stop you until you start coming with fucking guns and with the intent to fucking use them and the balls to fucking use them. This shit of this protesting is just bullshit. You're just crying and whining like fucking pussy babies. Oh, I don't like, don't kill no more. Fuck you. Almost 50 Hezbollah fighters killed since October 7th in Hezbollah. At least those motherfuckers can fight, and they're not, you know, that I think they're Lebanese, I think, is what the Hezbollah is. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah delivered his first public address since the start of the war. It ain't no fucking war. I want them to quit calling it a fucking war. I mean, the fucking goddamn Custer's Last Stand, did they call that war? They call that a fucking massacre. When a fucking small group gets killed and kills a whole huge group, that's called a massacre. And this ain't no fucking war. This is a goddamn extermination of a people's operation. It's just like fucking Custer on the Washita come down fucking when the warriors were out hunting and fucking killed all the men, women, and children. Or at fucking goddamn Wounded Knee. When they came in, boy, they actually went out and kicked fucking Custer's ass. We can't have that. We can't have nobody thinking they can do that. Men, women, little babies walking up and popping them in the head with their fucking pistols. This is fucking what this country's always been. A fucking shithole. A fucking lie. It's a fucking lie that we fucking have bought for too fucking long. It's time to shut this son of a bitch down. Friday, November 3rd, where he stressed the independent decision-making of Hamas in launching its attack. See how these supports this? I mean Hezbollah should be fucking, Hamas is fucking Israeli. And don't let them tell you nothing else. Look it fucking up. Just look it fucking up and you'll see. Hamas was created to replace the Palestinian Authority by fucking Israel. Hamas works for fucking Israel. Israel created it. Israel runs it. And Mossad and Hamas at fucking the ones that pulled off this false fucking flag. They're trying to get us to go over there. I mean, they've got fucking billions of our fucking dollars that they have no fucking right to, that were stolen from us, straight up fucking stolen from the people in this country. And then, and they still, you know, this Hezbollah saying this is fucking affirming a fucking lie that Hezbollah has to know is a lie. Hamas in launching its attack on Israel while also pressing for an end to the conflict, but maintained that a region-wide war remains possible. Narhala, who promised Yemen's Houthis for getting involved, who did what? Praised Yemen's Houthis for getting involved. Following the last barrage of ballistic missiles and drones, the Houthis have now targeted Israel three times since the war began. Israel has also continued to strike Iran-backed militias in Syria following the outbreak of war in Gaza. So anybody you want to fucking kill, you just kill them. Oh, that's out there with Iran. Well, can you prove that? I don't have to prove it. I'm a fucking Jew. I'm a fucking Jew. I can do anything I fucking want. I can kill babies. Right in front of you, I can kill fucking babies. And you, hey, we're God's chosen people, so I guess we can fucking, we want to kill fucking that which God created, or supposedly created. I don't buy that shit. I guess we have the right to fucking do that now, don't we? Anyways, guys, we're going to take a break, take a breather, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Or a jury, and I could care less.
Ever since I was a boy, I seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can burn your life away, never be a man. Oh, hold your head up high, knock him off your chest. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Too many mornings, days, and nights with me. They bring you down, fill your mind, one day at a time. Found out how good love can be when it's mine. God damn the working man to feed the corporate slave. You said high in the tower, the working man pays. I know it's a fact because I see it day and day. And I live week to week on my shitty ass pay. Shitty ass pay. Shitty ass pay.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time. That, of course, is Swamp by Hogjaw, standing high in pissing down on us in the fucking towers that we fucking built as their fucking slaves. I'm no Jewish fucking slave. I'm not your slave, you Jew cocksucker. You are not fucking better than me. You're not chosen above me. I choose you to be fucking beneath me, you motherfucker. All right, U.S. to transfer $320 million in precision bomb kits to Israel. No, there's a fucking surprise. I know it's a surprise to all of you. I mean, I was knocked aback by it myself. But, I mean, it would be something if it was, like a $320 billion. It's just a few mil, mil. Like, we don't know. I mean, that's the whole fucking deal here. People cannot comprehend the fucking numbers anymore. They've gotten so goddamn high. When you talk about a fucking billion, man, do you know how much that is? When you talk about a trillion, it's an astronomical. It's an inconceivable number. It would be hard to find something small enough with a trillion things in it that you could look at. Anyway, here we go. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The Wall Street Journal reported on Monday that the Biden administration is planning a $320 million transfer of precision-guided bomb kits to Israel, a show of support for the Israeli onslaught despite the growing civilian death toll. And don't forget, man, who built up these big stockpiles of fucking munitions that this cocksucker is giving? That's right, Donald Trump did, didn't he? That's you did. Our people slept under the underpasses with their little children in the fucking winter. Well, this cocksucker was piling up the fucking weapons because do you think that was fucking, I mean, they play, he's an actor. They're all fucking actors. And people, January 6th, man, the vote, fuck, you're so fucking retarded. You shouldn't even, I mean, may your chain set lightly upon you and posterity forget you, whoever our fucking brethren, you sorry son of a bitch and son. Sunshine Patriot pricks. The report said the administration notified congressional leaders on October 31st that it intended to transfer Spice Family Gligding bomb assemblies, which turn unguided bombs into precision-guided munitions that can be fired by Israeli warplanes. No, they're Israeli. I mean, just you take any goddamn thing in this country. Hey, take me over there and write Israel on the side of me. I guess I belong to them motherfuckers too. We have supplied all the fucking death over there. We the people have allowed this to fucking genocide, the killing of a whole fucking people. Man, I mean, fucking conscienceless. We are conscienceless people and cowards. The bombs will be transferred from weapons manufacturer Rafael USA. Rafael, looks like some Mexican got himself a fucking defense contract as soon as he got here. Probably can't even speak English. USA to its Israeli parent company, Rafael Advanced Defense Systems. It's unclear what funds will be used for the transfer or if Israel is purchasing the equipment. They don't purchase shit from their fucking goddamn colony. We're fucking goddamn owned by them motherfuckers. They think that the whole goddamn contract is a fucking fraud. These motherfuckers have infiltrated us. They've infiltrated us at our highest levels. They've infiltrated every fucking aspect of this fucking corporation, which is not our fucking government, and it is operating in violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, and the jurisdictional goddamn superior authority of the fucking people. And the people are letting it happen. Why? Because we're derelict in our fucking duty. Each one of these fucking things, we can, they're going to keep putting up like Hamas. Here we got October Hamas attack on the southern Israel. How many times you heard that today? That's called fucking propaganda because it's a fucking lie. And you even got Hezbollah in there. Well, Hezbollah, they believe the lie. No, they don't. Hezbollah knows exactly what's going on. They're probably fucking paid by the fucking kikes too. Okay, they get just a group together that'll fucking, think about it. October, they don't have to be the Hezbollah, the core, or anything. It's just a fucking word. October 7th, Hamas attacked on southern Israel. The U.S. began immediately shipping new military equipment to Israel. The fucking Hamas and fucking Mossad, both Israeli-created fucking agencies, perpetrated a false flag to fucking start a fucking goddamn war in the middle, to exterminate a people. Let's get real. We all can consider ourselves guilty of helping for the extermination of the Palestinian people, a people. And man, goddamn, it wasn't that long that was really kind of frowned upon, wasn't it? That was a bad thing to commit genocide on somebody, but they didn't look at fucking Georgie Bush. George Bush committed fucking genocide on the Iraqis. What did the Iraqis do to cause us to invade? They didn't do nothing.
That's right. They threatened his daddy, didn't they? They threatened George Bush's daddy. That's why we attacked him. So we came up with some yellow cake uranium that didn't exist, which was a fucking fraud. Did anybody go to jail for that fraud? No, they don't go to fucking jail. They don't get fucking punished. If they were being punished, they'd all be hanging from street lamps, because their fucking crimes are goddamn capital fucking crimes. They're crimes against the people of the United States of America and our law, and against fucking crimes against you fucking humanity. These are fucking animals. They're like mad fucking dogs with goddamn rabies. Attack on southern Israel, the U.S. began immediately shipping. Sure, we sure as hell did. According to the journal, the Pentagon has refused to say how much weaponry, equipment, and...
Hey, hang on.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, someone told me that this country was paid off a long time ago, since 1871 Act.
Well, of course.
And I said to the guy, I said, well, sir, I said, well, why didn't they just start shooting back then? Like, were they cowards or were they afraid? Because if you're afraid of your own government, that's tyranny. When you have liberty, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. And he said, that's how it used to be. Now they have a corporation. And he went in to talk about the military industrial, and I said, well, they all got to go. The military got to go. The military industrial got to go. The bankers got to go. And the corporations got to go. And all these agencies.
And the reason they have to go is because there was no authority to create them. In fact, it was a violation of our law, the law of the people of December 15, 1791. The only law that was fucking ratified by elected representatives of the people. Now, the Constitution, it was ratified by appointed, aristocratically appointed fucking goddamn delegates that went to fucking Philadelphia. The people didn't say, hey, go to Philadelphia and make us a, we've elected Joe and George and Ted and Fred and John over here. We want you guys to go to fucking Philadelphia and fucking create a fucking goddamn apparatus that's going to control us all to create a Constitution. No, there was no fucking power that was fucking handed over to them, son of a bitches. Everything they've got, they have fucking seized. And they have seized through a violation of our law, through violation of the 9th and 10th article. They can't just fucking go and say, well, it's an emergency, so we're going to go ahead and violate your rights. You can't do it, motherfucker. Don't have the goddamn jurisdictional authority, do you? You know you don't. And it's our duty when you try to do that to shoot your fucking ass on the spot. And you know it. But then you got to have some fucking balls, I suppose, to do that. Amount of fire.
Well, that's what I said to him, because he said he served the country. And I said, he didn't serve this country. He served the corporations, and you served for debit, to put people in slavery through debit. And he said, like I said, sir, everything's been paid off a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I don't care what. There's no statute of limitations on fraud. We knew what they did and when they did.
Yeah, I know. That's what, like, I was like scratching my head, because everything's a fraud. Everything's a lie. But in his mind, he thinks everything is paid off. Everything is all good.
No,
that's not like what the fuck here. I'm like,
no, he is wrong, because well, I mean, you can point out some things that are just really quick, like asset forfeiture. Ask him if he can fucking read. Ask him if he can read at a third grade level. Tell him to read the fifth article to you. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Stopping you on the side of the road, taking a woman and reaching up in her vagina and fucking with no fucking warrant, no jurisdictional authority, because she is an American national and she has the right to the common law jurisdiction. No jurisdictional authority. And then whatever she's got in her purse, fucking taking it away from her and sending her ass down the road. Is that a contradiction of the fifth article? You know, we're playing with that math again. 1 + 1, does it still equal fucking 2? Of course it does. Of course it's a fucking violation. But it isn't being fucking goddamn prosecuted. Why? Because the first fucking thing these cocksuckers did, these corporate motherfuckers, it did, was try to remove our fucking common law courts. They couldn't remove them. The courts are sitting there. The fucking benches are empty. And all we have to do is just fucking fill those fucking benches, and they can't be fucking the king's goddamn esquires. They can't serve. These privateers cannot serve in a public fucking forum. It is the people's courts.
I mean, they had that show, the People's Courts, and showed, man, I sit there and look at violations of law. I mean, they had it on TV so people get used to, that's what the People's Courts are. No, the People's Courts are the superior courts in this goddamn country. The Supreme Court can suck our ass. We can tell that we can have someone on the Supreme Court hung for fucking treason real fucking easy by six fucking ditch diggers and six prostitutes. Plain and fucking simple. That's what the fucking law reads. And you cannot change that fucking law. It is unchangeable because it's mathematically, grammatically correct and it can't be touched, but it has to be enforced or it has no goddamn teeth. We are the teeth. Remember Liberty Teeth? That's your second article. Use your fucking Liberty Teeth. Rip these motherfucking animals apart. The news of the $320 million bomb, transfer came at the death, as the death toll in Gaza surpassed 10,000, including over 4,000 children. Think of 4,000 children. Hey, it's for the children, okay? That's why we're giving all these bombs and phosphorus and shit, and that's why you guys are making them at them defense plants, driving nice rigs and having nice vacations and nice houses and shit. That's why you're doing it. You're doing it for these children, these 4,000 blowing up little children here. Just think about that. Think about walking down the street. You're walking down the street just at random, a kid, you know, three, four, five years old, still holding on to his mommy's hand. Just walk over and fucking kill him. Now, could that ever be justified? But these motherfuckers think that they can kill anybody they fucking want. And they should kill children. I got to go with that other article. I still got time. Okay, let's go back here because I want to hit that. This one here.
They will continue to kill people, Henry, if we don't stop them.
Of course. And it is our duty. I mean, if we don't stop them, we're complicit because we do have the means to stop them. It's not
exactly.
It's Oh, that ain't it. This one here was about doctors. I like this headline here. Israel looking to import between 50 and 100,000 Indians to do jobs that were once done by Palestinians. No, they're not trying to fucking commit genocide on a fucking race. It was all in my head. It's got to be down here. I'm not finding it. I want to. It's important. No. No. Sorry about this, guys, but it's a big sheet today. Oh, no, this is kind of cool. WEF professor says parents will soon need a license to raise their own children. You should go over and read it. You talk about an arrogant, stupid son of a bitch that's going to get killed pretty goddamn quick. Remove restrictions. I mean, everything is here. Yeah. Here it is. Israeli doctors urge the bombing of Gaza hospitals. Are you ready? And this is what the headline is. This is by, it looks like Taylor Shapiro and Jonathan Ofer, I guess it would be. About 90 Israeli doctors have signed a letter calling for the bombing of hospitals in Gaza. These are doctors. Physician, do no harm. Only last week, dozens of prominent Israeli rabbis had already assured Israeli leaders that they have a right to bomb Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza, and this week's letter signed by Doctors of the Rights of IDF soldiers urges the bombing of any and every hospital in Gaza. The letter states in no uncertain terms that due to suspicion of suspicion, people, you see this propaganda. The letter states in no uncertain terms that due to suspicion, what's the suspicion? I think it could be, it's a maybe, it's a might, it's not an absolute, is it? of the terrorist activity, the hospitals are a legitimate target. So if you just, it's kind of like, probable cause turning into probable suspicion. Suspicion is just, you have no fucking evidence. You just think it might, could be. And you're killing fucking little kids and men, women, and children that are in the fucking hospital, blowing up hospitals on a suspicion. But that's okay. I forgot. They're the chosen fucking people. They claim that ambulances that are evacuating patients to the south in order to be treated elsewhere are at their disposal. It does not mention that these ambulances are too being bombed by Israel, or that the south is also being mercilessly plummeted. The doctors claim that the residents of Gaza are the ones who brought their annihilation upon themselves, echoing the genocidal rhetoric of centrists, Israeli politicians who have even claimed that the children of Gaza have brought this upon themselves. Are you listening to this shit? When would this have ever fucking passed? I mean, you're not going to tell me no American national is going to fucking say yes to this fucking shit. Now you see it, you Judeo dumb fucks. That's what you are. This is your goddamn, your chosen fucking people at work here, buddy. The doctor applies the term snakes, wasp, and terrorist nest in the dehumanization of the enemy, which appears to be expanded from Hamas. Here we are, Hamas. How many times have we heard that today? Hamas is created by the Israelis. Works hand in hand with Mossad and did the false flag that's allowing this goddamn genocide to occur in Palestine to the whole of the Palestinian people. The original letter with an initial list of 9 doctors was posted today by, it looks like CUDS News Network, and has already been signed by an additional 83 signatories and has been circulated by various Jewish Orthodox sites such as Here and Here. Remember what I was talking about, just walking down the street over there and just fucking just killing a kid just at random? What the fuck is the difference here? I was suspicion that he might grow up to be a Jeffrey Dahmer. I just had the suspicion, so I killed him. Well, you had a suspicion. Well, that's perfectly fucking legal. That's fucking humane. That doesn't violate no one's human rights, does it? We have identified the initial 9 signatories below, who include various genealogists and pediatricians. Pediatricians calling for the killing of babies. This is a fucking Jew for you. This is what a fucking Jew is. And don't tell me there's any different than them son of a bitches. I'm not going to sort the fucking fly shit from the pepper. You motherfuckers are going to cease to exist. We're going to do to you what you have done to these fucking people, what you have done to humanity since you fucking existed. Pediatricians, several of them, a clear religious Zionist settler cleaning and affiliation, see some details in barracks in the signatory list, and they show this list. We the undersigned doctors who work in the healthcare system responsibly and professionally hereby urge the moment that murderous terrorist organizations build murder and terrorism headquarters as an integral part of a hospital, they are turned the hospital into legitimate targets by their own hands. So you just say it. No proof. I mean, you talk about goddamn what that Bill of Rights is worth to you on an allegation. An allegation you can kill. Well, let's say fucking, this is a little town I live in here. What do you got, about 700-800 fucking people here? If one person would happen to be here that they say they think might be here, we had a suspicion this person might be here. Kill everybody. Man, woman, and child. We're fucking Jews. We can kill anybody we want. And the day will come when this will come back, and it will be here in your goddamn lap. You think these fuckers are stopping with goddamn Palestine? You're out of your mind. They're headed on into Syria, then Lebanon, then Jordan. I know, I heard they were over there talking to Jordan the other day. They lie to you, Jordan. Did they whisper in your ear? Did they whisper sweet nothings and lies in your ears? And Iran. Then after Iran, Turkey. See, Turkey's on the ball. I mean, they were already talked about sending troops to fight right now because they understand. They want the whole fucking Ottoman Empire and Ukraine. The Khazarians, and they've already got, look at the stockpile of fucking weapons. Because I don't see no fucking fighting going on over there. They're either selling them on the black market. They're kind of, it's mafia. It's a goddamn world mafia we're living under. How in the fuck is anybody ever going to be happy? It has to stop, people. It has to stop, and we are the ones that can. We have the goddamn legal right to stop it. We have the fucking law behind us, our fucking law, ratified fucking law, the jurisdictional authority of the people to fucking stop this fucking madness. But we will not do it, and I do not understand why. Anyways, I've had enough of this shit. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, don't let it get sucked into that fucking propaganda. I mean, don't let them turn what's left of the internet that's still free into, see, this site here is not incorporated. You look at something and you go, that's just a little bit off. Go look and see who they are. You'll see incorporated. That means they're doing it for fucking money. That means that they're, so they can advertise, they got to be incorporated and they got to be a part of the administrative admiralty. That means they can be censored. That means they can be told what to say. That means they can put fucking propaganda fucking goddamn buzzwords and slogans in their fucking text that they know are lies and mix it with the truth to try to fucking convince you of a fucking lie. COVID-19 doesn't exist and it's never going to fucking exist. And that is The Word from the Trenches.